The Sagicor Cahill School of Business and Management has just published its second edition of the Quarterly Caribbean Investment Report. It's been looking at the performance of stock exchanges in the Bahamas, Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, Jamaica, Trinidad, and Guyana, and it's for the period April to June of this year. Professor Justin Robinson.
The total companies covered is 211 companies, 125 listed in Jamaica, 24 in Trinidad, 27 in the Bahamas, 13 in the Eastern Caribbean, 13 in Guyana, and 9 in Barbados.
He says that in the second quarter, 1.4 billion shares traded on the markets compared to 1.2 billion in the first 3 months of the year.
So it was a more active quarter, the second quarter, in terms of trading. However, again, for the second quarter, more stocks declined than rose. So 74 of the stocks we follow are 34.5% posted gains. 104, or 49.7 of them, declined. And 31, 15.6, were unchanged. Wigton Wind Farm out of Jamaica was, again, the volume leader, with 211 million of that company's shares trading. Again, following on a strong performance last quarter, where 212 million of their shares traded. Next in line was Sagicor Select. That's a mutual fund by Sagicor. Sagicor Select MD. So that's a mutual fund that tracks the manufacturing and distribution sector. And 133 million of those shares traded in quarter two. Next in line was another Sagicor mutual fund, their financial mutual fund, where 126 million traded. And I'm quite interested in those two funds because that's sort of the innovation we are looking for in our financial markets, where you as an investor, you no longer have to go and pick individual stocks. You can invest in this Sagicor Select Manufacturing and Distribution Fund and immediately get exposure to the major manufacturing and distribution companies in our region. Similarly, the Sagicor Select Financial Fund, where again, you can get exposure to a diversified portfolio. Trans Jamaica Highway was the fourth most active, with 91 million of those shares trading. Again, another very interesting company where this is a government initiative initially in terms of that major highway across Jamaica, but now this has been transitioned trading on the stock exchange. So again, a very interesting way to fund public infrastructure in a way that doesn't add to government debt. And then you have Mailpack out of Jamaica, 65 million of those. And again, as we saw with the first report, one of the underlying issues, you know, you have the majority of things listed in Jamaica and also by a long way, the most active market.
Professor Justin Robinson of the Sagicor Cahill School of Business and Management on the performance of the six regional stock exchanges in the second quarter of this year. But before we go, a word from Executive Vice President and General Manager, Sagicor Life Inc. Barbados, Paul Innes. He looks at the challenge of the underinsured and uninsured markets.
So let's start with the underinsurance market in Barbados. Do we really understand why they're underinsured? And for the uninsured, do we really understand and have we spent the time to really analyze and appreciate why they're not insured? And then once we are able to answer that question, it is our responsibility to come up with the relevant solutions at the price point that those markets can afford so that more of our people are protected and have the financial instruments that would actually improve their lives and the lives of their family.
Executive Vice President and General Manager, Sagicor Life Inc. Barbados, Paul Innes. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.